June 18, 1942.
With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
1942, a time when President Roosevelt and Winston Churchill were dead sure they'd win the war, and Hitler was finding out that they were right. June 18, 1942, the year will be recorded as the climax of World War II. The day will be remembered as the birth date of James Paul McCartney. He was born ugly, kissed by God, and turned beautiful. As a child, Paul was quiet. Not the bold, brash character that was John Lennon, just a quiet kid who was lower than average in school, deeper in thought than thought itself, and more ambitious than Napoleon.
I went into the group, and we played around for a bit. And only after a bit, I sort of realized that this was the only ambition I'd really ever had.
He was a good writer, right from the start, seemingly more aware of the tidbits of nothing, able to make them into something. The Star Watchers tell us that people who are Geminis have an abundance of healthy traits, like being happy-go-lucky, helpful, always in the middle of things, idealistic, versatile, and easily able to make friends. That's Gemini. That's Paul McCartney. Paul and John share one common bond of tragedy. They both lost their mothers after knowing them for only 14 years. When Paul's mother died of cancer, the boy cried, prayed his heart out, got no answer, and traded his sorrow in on a guitar. Elvis Presley replaced God, and Paul, like thousands of others, worshipped him faithfully, trying to mimic him to a T.
Early Elvis Presley. Yeah, definitely.
The young McCartney took to wearing a Tony Curtis hairstyle, a white sport coat, and women. He learned the bedroom end of love when he was just 15 years old, and he was proud of it. As a matter of fact, on that day in 1956, when Paul first met the Quarrymen, he had originally come along just to pick up girls. After all, with his quick wit and charming laugh, it wasn't hard. The baby face didn't do any harm either. But he did meet John, and he liked him. The two of them would spend hour upon hour together, singing, writing songs, and learning more about the things they could do with their guitars. They even became a duo, called themselves the Nerk Twins, and got bookings. Other members of the Quarrymen felt left out, and left. Paul had a friend who was good on guitar and who might just be good for the Quarrymen. And so he brought him to meet John. Now the stage was set for one of life's most amazing success stories. Because now there were three: John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison.
One, two, three, five!
Well, she was just 17. Did you know? See you.